Blog Talk Radio.
Are you guys ready to worship out there tonight?
Good evening. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio's Newland Christian Living Today. I'm Elliot Thosteson. Joining me, as always, is my wife and co-host, Dawn. How are we doing tonight?
I'm doing good, Elliot. How about you?
It's been a beautiful day. What a gorgeous afternoon. What a wonderful morning the Lord gave us today. I'll tell you, the sun is shining. The weather is nice, cool, and crisp. Couldn't ask for a better September Sunday. And with the events of the campground this morning, it doesn't get much better than that, does it?
Nope. It was a beautiful day.
It was. We are very blessed that you're with us, and we hope that you continue to help this ministry out by supporting it, by passing out the archive link to your friends and family members that may have an interest or a need that you think we can address by talking through our lessons in the gospel. And we're going to be continuing through, it seems to be our theme this summer, again, is going to be talking through Psalm 121 today, at least the very beginning of it anyhow. But if you would, drop us a line at faithshare@dclnetwork.org. That's faithshare@dclnetwork.org. And bring us a little note and let us know what maybe be on your mind about our ministry, maybe a scripture verse or two that you'd rather us talk through as opposed to our own selections. But we'd love to hear from you. As always, you can like Facebook and follow us at Twitter. Dawn, before we get in tonight, you started something new this week. Why don't you tell us about
that? What in the world did I do?
Your new singing ministry. Tell us about that.
Well, there's a retirement home really close to where I work, and I've been trying to figure out how to make a connection. I would offer up some singing, kind of like I had done for my aunt back in New Jersey. And Dave Caring, United Way's event, I happened to have to go to retirement place in particular called Golden Retirement. And offered myself up, and were excited to have me. So that was cool. And Wednesday was my first time there. Just an adorable bunch of people, so open and welcoming, and so appreciative. It was wonderful. But they did want me to sing Amazing Grace about seven times. That would have made them happy.
At least you have three versions you can do.
There you go.
That gets you halfway through it almost, right?
I was just so happy to be there. They were wonderful.
Well, I tell you, listening to that, Dawn, again, it just is a joy to be part of your life, is to watch it unfold and how you're using your gifts and your talents to bring the Lord's word through your song and the messages of the words and the songs that you choose to sing. Just as it did today. Today was quite the same today, wasn't it?
I was going to say, your gifts and talents got a little challenged today at the state park.
You make more of that than I think really happened, but
I'll
you want it to be.
It was
an interesting
morning at the park.
Well, it was, but I was talking about your talents this morning and how we brought forward the opportunity through song this morning, and kids just riding by on their bicycles and scooters and wanting to hear what the guitar was all about and hear your voice. I thought that was quite interesting.
And the next thing we knew, we had a service.
Well, we had a bunch of children with us at the service. I want to say we had a group of age group between 5 and probably about 14 or 15.
Yeah.
And at some point in time, about a dozen or so kids without their parents, which was for us. And as Dawn mentioned, yeah, it was a little bit challenged because I usually expect kids to be part of the family life there, but also, you know, speaking more to the adults in general. And my message really was prepared more so for adults. And I'm trying to think, how do I bring Psalm 121 into an understanding for these young ones? It got a little bit challenging. You're right.
You were so funny, but I really enjoyed watching the wheels turn and you realizing you had to let it go and that God would take care of you.
And he did. And
he did.
But I tell you, what a blessing it was to have that gift of song there in the park, to just be able to sing a couple of gospel tunes and who admittedly have never been to church. One even said that he's never invited. Just to sit there and listen. Now, I don't think he stayed for all of it, but he was there for a good chunk of it. And, you know, whether he understands.
I've never been to church. I said, well, you are now.
Yeah.
Here we go.
and whether yet he understands, we know that the Lord is now working within him because he heard it. You know, he heard it through song. He heard it through a little bit of prayer They all were there for the opening prayer, which was very good. I think the Lord was very thankful that we were there, that we took up this call today to continue the ministry beyond our normal scheduled time of ending it in Labor Day. Dawn and I have done this last year. We tried to extend it as long as there seems to be people wanting to participate. And
yes, I'll tell you what, I feel like I have a new strategy when we're there now. As these kids have ridden by in the past on a bike and stopped for a second, I'm going to hand them a potion.
Don't go stalking them. No. You just keep
let
singing.
Let mom know it's
you,
happening.
You just keep singing and you let your voice do the work. Don't go stalking them with bulletins and brochures and such.
I think it's not too oppressive.
I think you're best served with your guitar and voice. So
we'll
see where that goes. But anyhow, it's been a blessed day. We had that opportunity to share with some new people, and the parents, the kids actually dragged a couple of moms back to the camp pavilion there and joined us for worship, and fun conversation, good conversation, and new relationship. So it was a blessing.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to work in Psalm 121, but before we do, Dawn has agreed that we should do, even though we did it recently, Praise You in the Storm. This Psalm 121, it really draws some of the words forward that were used here, I should say, through the writers of that song, Praise You in the Storm, forward and inspired them. So
took these words and put them in the bridge. So there you go.
So it's very appropriate for today. So we're going to let the song speak for it, and then we're going to come and give you our perspective and a discussion along the Psalm 121 verses 1 through 3 if you want to look that up. So let's listen to the song.
I was sure by now, God, that you would have reached down and wiped our tears away, stepped in and saved the day. But once again, I say amen, and it's still the thunder rolls. I barely hear you whisper through the rain. I am with you, and as your mercy falls, I raise my hands and praise the God who gives and takes away. And I'll praise you in this storm, and I will lift my hands, for you are who you are, no matter where I am. And every tear I've cried, you hold in your hand, though my heart is torn. I will praise you in this storm. I remember when I stumbled in the wind, you heard me cry to you and raised me up again. Strength is almost gone. How can I carry on if I can't find you? And as the thunder rolls, I barely hear you whisper through the rain. I am with you. And as your mercy falls, I raise my hands and praise the God who gives and takes.
but your expectations of how he should respond and when he should respond is what causes us our deepest concerns. And that's why I want us to try to focus on what this lesson is bringing forward to us, is that stay patient, just stay true. Find your comfort in faith. I know that in times of distress and in times of worry and fear, that spending more time in prayer will calm me down. It'll center me away from my distress, away from those anxieties that I have in the world. And I whether or not God alleviates the physical problem that I'm going through or the emotional problem immediately that I need relief from, or gives me the exact answer to something I requested, it's so much at issue, but the time in prayer and in that relationship with him, the peace that I was able to find within that is where I like to focus on. You had some things this morning and on Friday that you want to share also.
I'm not sure what you're thinking of right this second.
You're on this verse on what it leads you. So let me go into a couple supporting scriptures then for us to help our listening audience as well. We listen to Second Chronicles and we hear, "Oh God, will you not judge them? For we have no power to face the vast army that is attacking us. We do not know what to do, but our eyes are so." In this time, in this Old Testament lesson here, we see that, regardless of the fear, regardless of understanding that these people are about to be overwhelmed, and the attackers have all this might and power behind them, their trust is in the Lord. So whatever is going to happen, Lord, let it be of your keeping and your desires, and you protect us from whatever we need protection from. So this total trust back into the Lord is important there. In Psalm 141, "The Lord protects and preserves them. They are counted among the blessed in the land, and he does not give them over to the desire of their foes. So he will not turn his back to you. He will keep you steadfast in his love." And we hear in 1st, "Who are protected," this is meaning us, "by the power of God through faith, for our salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you greatly rejoice, even though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been distressed by various trials." So Peter, in this letter, Peter, you hear this discussion about even now in your time of trials, the end game, the desire of your faith is really what we should stay focused on, not the desire of this world and what should happen to it, but the desire of the completion of that hope that we have because of our faith, right? That hope of eternal life with God in heaven.
So it's not like there's nothing, that's not happening, you're still going to have trials.
Yes, absolutely. But the ultimate is this reward in heaven. The ultimate is a life assured forever, that we are having this joy of God's presence forever, and that we're by his side. In 2 Peter, we hear his divine power has given us everything we need for a God life through our knowledge of him who called us by his glory, own glory and goodness. So here again, we look at this. We've been given everything we need in this current life, and that is the gift of love of God and the gift of faith that he has placed in our hearts. Nothing else in the world matters. Nothing else in the world is anything we should be concerned with, although we are concerned with it. And this discussion today is important for us to recognize that our desire is not necessarily what God has in store for us. But ultimately, always, God has our back. God has his greater glory, which is always to glory to our goodness at stake, right, Dawn?
Yes.
The other thing I want to point out, and I've talked through a couple of things over the last couple of days on this, and we listened to Matthew Henry's commentary. "Shall I depend upon the strength of the hills, upon princes and great men? No, my confidence is in God only. But we must lift up our eyes above the hills, and we must take look to God, who makes all earthly things to us what they are." And this is important. The hills are the hills. They are God's creation. They're still just the hills. So don't, look for the hills to be your place of solace, to be your place of joy, unless you are finding that time and relationship with God because you're in those hills. The issue is not the hills themselves. The issue is the relationship and the spiritual journey that you take with the Lord when you go into those places and take advantage of his wonderful creations. So as we think through this one, is there something you want to bring forward in this conversation?
I'm just trying to, standpoint of it's what I always struggle with, and I always do, is God going to protect me on earth? And I know that people pray for God to protect them on earth, and God, and this is all we know. This is where we want to feel safe, and trying to be so brilliant like God is, not coming anywhere close, but trying to get to the point where I can understand that. And I said many times, like this message, you don't get what you want because you're fighting with God. Sometimes God's laughing at you, I think. That's how it feels when it's not going the way I think it should on earth. Well, we just go ahead.
No, that's right. I think what you hit on is important for us and our listening audience also to reflect on, is that our prayer is always about the world 9 out of 10 times. And understand that that's what God wants, and he will deliver the savings grace to us, but he does that in ways that maybe we're not expecting or we're hoping for, right?
But we can't always understand.
And we can't always understand. So to make it concrete, to make it blank that I asked for this and I got that, you know, this isn't where the Lord wants us. And what's important to remember, Dawn, and you went into it, is that this is just this world. This is just this nanosecond in time. You know, so why are we focused in on this small little part of our entire life, that what our dreams should come true for everything we want in the world when we look towards the hope of our faith? And that's really what the psalmist is going for, is to look and understand and pray for the expectations of your faith to come true, right? Not for your expectations of what you want out of this world to be true, but what you desire for God's love for you to have, and that's the outcome of your faith.
But meanwhile, God leaves us out for me and makes this life as comfortable as possible.
Absolutely, and we all do that. And I pray every day for protection in my travels. I travel, you know, an hour for work each day, and I ask for God's protection. And I know he delivers me. And that's the other issue here, is just the simplicity of waking up in the morning and driving to work and making it safely to work is a gift from God. And if we can come to grips with his very ever-present in our life, and understand that our prayer life should always reflect the thankfulness that we have because of that. I think it will be to you in your journey. I think it will be helpful to you in your understanding of God's presence among you. It'll help you see God's presence in others. And you know, it's starting off with an understanding that the simplest things in life are still a gift from God, that there are nothing shy of God's love for the world.
We want what we want. We want healthy lives. We want children. We want solid marriages. We want good jobs. We'd love promotions. All of those
and
things.
And the Lord has a plan for all those aspects of our life, and we should pray for them. Absolutely. So I'm not saying we should walk
good,
away from
our prayer.
Just look for how he may answer things in different ways. You know, one of the things that we've been talking about this weekend, and I hope our listening audience has seen some of this or heard some of this, is how God is working in the world in ways that we probably never would have expected or maybe even acknowledged as a body of Christ and or as a church or as individuals. This took place in India this past week with 1,000 leaders of Muslim mosques in that country stood up and have condemned ISIS and have created and signed a document saying and that they are a distraction from the true faith of Muslim and this. Have nothing in common and nothing holds to them to the true Muslim faith. And I think this is a wonderful opportunity for us as Christians to stand strong with our friends in Christ and stand strong and recognize God's work in those clerics to risk their lives, to put themselves out there, to come forward and to denounce ISIS as a practice of Islam and a practice of faith and denounce any participation and any support given to those groups. This is a major step forward for the world, and clearly to me, it's a sign of God's active presence in the hearts of people who we don't understand and whose faith is different than ours and whose life is different than ours. Oftentimes, we want to separate ourselves, but I tell you, for all that have prayed for peace in the Middle East, I tell you that this is a sign that God is giving us, and we should rally behind what God is telling us in these clerics as they stand up against the tyranny of ISIS and their problems that they create throughout the world. So I ask you to, if you haven't heard about it, to go ahead and do a search on it and read about it, because I'm kind of distraught right now. That one, the news isn't dealing with it, and two, I haven't seen the faith community deal with it either. And I think this is a major step forward. So as you go into your week ahead, keep those clerics in your prayers. And I know that sounds odd because we don't share a common faith, but we do share an understanding of God's love, and we do share an understanding of true justice and mercy in the world. And that's what they're trying to bring forward, and that's what they're looking to be leading their congregations. We're talking millions and millions of Muslims right now. There's over 120 million Muslims in India, and that these clerics all represent the major groups of that faith in the country. And this is the message they're bringing forward to that population. Absolutely. So we should thank for his active presence in ways that we would never been able to foretell, in ways in doing things in different than what we would expect. And that's where I think we go with this, is understand God is still present with us, and he's doing things in ways that we may not understand, but he's still doing them. So, Joanne, anything to finish off with as we get down to our last couple of moments here?
I just always am happy when you lift up my brother. That's really weighing heavy on me right now, because he's having some health issues, and we definitely want to put our love out there.
Well, let's end this in prayer then. Thank you, God, for coming together to once again share in your message of faith and understanding in you, faith and trust in you, and faith in receiving the blessing of your Son, Jesus Christ, as our Savior. Lord, we know you have a destiny for us, and we know that in everything comes its time and in its place and in your keeping. But Lord, right now we just lift up James into your hands, and we ask for your healing to his body. We ask that your healing be upon his spirit. We ask that you bring Kathy, his wife, forward to stand strong with him and through thick and thin, and keep him calm and keep him comforted as the treatments for his cancer are about to begin. Lord, we ask and pray that you just continue to let us grow in wisdom and technology that helps us cure and move this disease out of our world. Lord, if it's in your desire, we just pray that James would understand that we lift him up right now into your hands, and that he is loved by us, he is loved by his friends, and he is loved by his family. Let him, through this time of stress, and through this unknown period of what's about to take place, let him find his hope in you, and let him place his trust in you through the eyes, through the touch, through the you bring forward to care for him, Lord. Let him just feel your presence right now, and give him strength of heart, give him strength of spirit, and strength to be loved, and ask all this on our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Well, we hope you enjoy our show tonight, and we hope that you continue to listen to us and help us get this message out by sharing the archive link with your friends. And we're going to leave you with Michael W. Smith and Open. Have a good week.
Bye now. Woo!
Are you guys ready to worship out there tonight? I know you know the song. Open the eyes.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you.
Come on, let's go.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you.
To see you high.
To see you high.
Shine in the light of the glory. Pour out your power and love. If we
We cry, holy.